The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Jake Walker. I am your host. In the studio, joining me from Pensacola Parks and Recreation, I've got Jeremy Street and Dylan Johnson. Jeremy is the program coordinator for Parks and Rec. And Dylan, what's your title?
I'm the Outdoor Pursuits Recreation Assistant Supervisor. Standing in for Paul Pipes, who's my supervisor. He's out on medical leave at the moment.
So okay. Filling in for him. All right. Wish him the best. Yeah. All right. Outdoor pursuits. That's something we can get to immediately if you want to. What is outdoor pursuits? I know a lot of people, you know, they may know that we have a Parks and Recreation Department, but I don't think it's utilized as much as it could be. It's definitely underutilized here in this area. So let's let people know what they can get out of the Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, and especially the outdoor pursuits program.
Yeah, certainly. The Outdoor Pursuits is kind of twofold. We have a center at Bayview. It's kind of attached to Bayview Community Center at Bayview Park. And we have a number of outdoor equipment that's available for rental. So we have kayaks, we have stand-up paddle boards, we have a pedal boat, we have some bicycles as well. And in addition, we have some camping equipment. So we kind of have most of what you would need to get out and recreate in a lot of the outdoor spaces here in Pensacola and beyond, if you want to take equipment to go on a camping trip, backpacking trip, something like that. And we also utilize that equipment to run summer camps for kids. We offer camps for ages between 8 and 16. We have a number of different camps. We have a beginner fishing camp, advanced fishing camp, an adventure camp, and a kayak stand-up paddleboard camp. And those are 5-day long camps. They're just day camps between 8 and 4, Monday to Thursday, and then 8 to 1 on a Friday. So parents can drop off and pick up their kids each day, and we'll take them to various locations around the city area and outside, doing a range of activities from fishing, kayaking on the Blackwater River, archery, Klondike Archery Park, and the advanced fishing camp. We have a charter boat trip. We'll go out into the Gulf. Nice early start on that one, but get to catch a bunch of legal red snapper. It's a great trip.
Nice. I like you said legal, and you threw that in there. Legal.
Well, that's a big part of our program. I will just jump that in. We're not just taking kids outside. We do try to educate them on leave no trace practices and ethical angling if we're going fishing. So we'll go over all kinds of fish size restrictions, catch limits, all that kind of stuff. We really try to make it an educational opportunity as well as a lot of fun.
So. And where can parents go to sign their kids up for these camps or themselves?
So registration usually opens in April of each year. Information can be found on the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation website. Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center actually has a section on the website. So if you search that up, and there's a link on there to the Outdoor Pursuits Adventure Camps. And sign up is through a software called WebTrack, where parents would make a household account on there. And that WebTrack is actually a great resource for people to know about because it allows people to sign up for all of the city camps. So anything that we do through Parks and Rec, it's all on there. So if you want to enroll your kid in basketball or soccer or a dance camp, that's all through WebTrack.
Okay. And if you want information on any of the programs that we have, any of the camps that we're doing, playpensacola.com.
All right. Playpensacola.com is the website. All right. Talking about outdoor pursuits, all the stuff that is offered through our local Pensacola Parks and Rec Department. I've got Dylan Johnson. You're the coordinator for outdoor pursuits?
Yeah. Assistant.
Okay. And I've got Jeremy Street also in the studio. He's the program coordinator for Pensacola Parks and Rec. All right. So summer is here. The pools are open. The summer camps are already underway. What can people expect when it comes to, because a lot of these camps are already underway, right? What is left over for kids that maybe have not gotten into anything yet this summer?
We're pretty full up, I'll be honest. Pursuits camps, they fill up very fast.
Yeah, that's one thing Deja always talked about when she was on the show. She was like, don't wait, please. Yeah. Don't wait to sign up because these go fast, right?
Yeah, so we've got 3 more weeks of adventure camps. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're basically full or waitlisted at the moment. That being said, we will have a number of day camps later on in the fall and through the winter. We do archery and fishing day camps. So we do half the day is spent fishing and half is doing some archery. That's down at Community Maritime Park. Mm-hmm. We have those dates set and you can find those on the Play Pensacola website that Jeremy mentioned. Mm-hmm. We also run a spring break camp. So that'll be coming up for next year. And registration for that, I don't know off the top of my head. I believe it opens maybe in December. I'm not 100% sure on that, though. Yeah. But yeah, again, information about that can be found on the website. Mm-hmm. So we do have camps throughout the year. It's not just a summer camp.
But if anybody is looking for like a really great summer activity or a family activity, or you want to get your kids active, the water sports equipment that we have is fantastic. If you've ever thought about trying kayaking or stand-up paddle boarding and you don't want to buy that equipment, or you have that equipment and you don't want to lug it all down to the park, you can literally show up, say what you want, the guys will drag it out to the water, you just set it and it go. Make it as easy as possible. This is like low barrier stuff, and you know, it may not be your thing, but it may be your next great thing, you know.
Right. So stand-up paddleboard is starting to get really, really popular. A lot of people are starting to. It's a great workout, right?
Yeah, it's a great workout, and it's a great way to be out on the water and, you know, be connected with nature. And just like I said, if you want to just try it, if you're the least bit curious or you want a new experience, I mean, there's so many great reasons to come on down, and we'll make it as easy as possible for you.
And not only just getting out and playing, performing arts is big with Pensacola Parks and Rec, and especially at the Bayview Center. Let's talk a little bit about that. What do we have for performing arts?
So what is great about the Bayview Senior Center is that, you know, this is a place where adults come and laugh and dance and make music and create friendships. And there's just so many great things going on. And we've got some great partnerships with performing arts in our local community, from Pensacola Little Theater to the ballet to the symphony, the opera. We've got great relationships with all these, and we take trips to these places, and then we also have people come to the center and perform. So we've had people come sing opera for us, come play instruments. So if you're into that kind of thing, I mean, that's one of our highlights that we really enjoy. Mm-hmm.
I see in my notes here, Pensacola is the only city from Tampa to Mobile hosting such a diversity of cultural experiences like this, with all the ballet, live theater, and all that. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. We do a really good job of diversifying all of our programming. So whether you're into performing arts or you're some continuing education or exercise classes, or you want to get creative, really, you know, no matter what your mood is, if you come through those doors, we have something ready to go for you.
If you have questions or comments today, 850-437-1620. I'm talking to Jeremy Street and Dylan Johnson from Pensacola Parks and Recreation. We did just get a text in here. What are the costs for a lot of these activities? Are they free? Is there a cost for some and not for others? How does that work?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you, Stefan.
So we work really hard at the Senior Center to make all of these programs absolutely free or as low cost as possible. And so we do that by a lot of our classes are volunteer led, with people who have the skills and a heart to help and give back to the community. That helps cut down on cost. And then for special events and things like that, we will have community sponsors. So we do everything we can. Most everything is going to be free or low cost, unless we're going on a trip. you know, and we need to buy tickets to go somewhere or something like that. So price, you know, 98% of the time is zero barrier to participate. You just need to come in and get to know us.
All right. Somebody else texted in here. They're wanting to know, do you know guys know about a kayak trail on the bayou? Does that make sense? Which bayou?
Yeah, so outside, out front of Baby Park, we have Bayou Tahar.
Okay.
Which starts right at kind of the 12th Avenue Bridge, the end of Carpenter's Creek there, and runs down to the Graffiti Bridge, where it empties out into the bay. There have been plans in the past to put in a designated kayak trail running from 12th Avenue Bridge down to the Graffiti Bridge. Access to the water is tricky, so most people will come and launch from Baby Park and paddle upriver first, up to the 12th Ave Bridge, and then back down. The beauty of that water body is that it's pretty protected from prevailing winds, there is boat traffic in there, but it tends to be light, especially like further upriver, because the main motorized boat launches are at Baby Park and then across the bayou by Savannah Street Bridge. So it's a really great resource for people who are just getting into kayaking, especially, and wanting like a calm, protected water body to head out on. And I can just touch on pricing for the rentals as well. A single kayak, for instance, is $15 for an hour. And we have two-seater tandem kayaks for $20 for an hour. There's discounts if you head out for longer, for half day or a full day. We try to keep our costs down because we have the summer camp and the equipment rentals. They can kind of help to fund each other in a way. If you're looking at the summer camps, we're looking at it's kind of ranges between 150 and 300 per week, depending on the charter boat trip on the advanced fishing camp puts the price up a little bit more. If you're doing a beginning fishing camp, you're looking at around 150 for the week.
Well, if anybody's been on vacation recently and tried to do any of these extra excursions or rent things, they know that that is just a drop in the bucket when it comes to the cost of what they get. So this is really a great value. Go by and check them out. You can go to playpensacola.com for more information. Somebody texted in, the Bayview Center, is it open to all seniors, kids as well? Or are there any age restrictions on these activities?
So for the Bayview Senior Center, it is strictly adult program oriented. So we have participants who are in advanced age, and we have participants who are early 50s and everything in between. So all of that programming will be for the adult population. And then obviously, you know, the summer camps and everything, all of our outdoor programming for the summer would be for the kids. And a question that we get often is, when is there going to be an adult summer camp with all fishing and boating and things like that?
I kind of wonder that myself. Like, how do I do that? That would be great.
We will keep you posted on that.
Okay, all right.
We have some plans afoot. We would really like to. We hear people's interest in that. I know people have been talking about that for a while. And we would love to offer some adult programming in Outdoor Pursuits. We have the equipment available. We now have the staff available as well. Nice. So, keep an eye on that website. We will be putting updates on there. We're looking into things like overnight backpacking trips, heading out to somewhere like Torreya State Park, potentially some overnight kayak trips locally or maybe a bit further afield, somewhere like Ikenfaina Creek. There's so much on offer in this part. You know, the Panhandle has kind of anything you'd want to do, from kayaking to mountain biking to hiking. So, yeah, we are looking to get into some of that this fall. I believe we have a date set actually for October or November for an overnight kayak trip. So please reach out if you have an interest in that. We're really looking to get the word out and build some numbers of people who'd be interested in those trips.
And we always talk about, especially when Deja was on the show, we always talked about the importance of getting out and playing and just staying active, especially for our elderly population. But you have some other programs that are really knowledge-based and can really help with, especially like online safety, which is a big issue nowadays for everybody of all ages. But you have a smartphone beginner class coming up July 17th. Let's talk about that a little bit. Do you know anything about that?
So it's a request that we get quite often, and that's the thing about Parks and Recreation is we are a community service. And so we're here to meet needs. So if for some reason you're looking through the program calendar and you're not exactly seeing something, you know, all you have to do is give that feedback. We do everything in our power to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we've been getting a lot lately. People will come in with laptops, tablets, phones, you know, usually whenever an update rolls out on the iPhones or
something. I could use this class. Changed. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, all my apps were here a minute ago. Where are they? Right. It happens to me all the time.
So we always have people available, you know, who can make the time. But every once in a while we set, you know, bring in an expert who actually, you know, has in-depth knowledge of all that. And you can bring all of your own equipment or you can just come and listen and get a little education and some updates.
Okay. Do you guys operate with any volunteers? Do you ever need volunteer staff? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we use volunteers across the board. Paul Pipes is our volunteer coordinator. So, you know, everything from large-scale projects, cleanup, park cleanups and things like that, down to people who just want to sit in on an exercise class and maybe assist with somebody who has some mobility issues during a chair yoga. So everything in between. So if you're a kind of person who you know, wants to give back or wants to get involved, no matter what your skill set or interest is, if you come down to Bayview Park, we will find a place for you.
And for those, you know, like me, a little short on my civics education, where does the funding come from for Pensacola Parks and Recreation?
So we are, you know, through the city of Pensacola, you know, we are a city of Pensacola entity. So the Bayview Park and the community centers and the outdoor pursuits all fall under Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department.
Taxpayer funded.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I love to know that those dollars are going toward that. If you have any questions about what we're talking about today, you can always go to playpensacola.com, right?
Yes.
Playpensacola.com, yes. And that'll get you to the website. You can check out Bayview Center and all the upcoming events that they have. I've got Jeremy Street and Dylan Johnson in the studio. If you have any questions or comments, if you're looking to get out there and do something this summer while we have some time left, man, this year is already halfway over. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Cannot believe it. All right. So, like I said, 850-437-1620. If you're looking to get out there and play, looking to get out and get into something, there's all kinds of programs at the Bayview Center. Also, the performing arts are going to be coming there with Pensacola Little Theater and Ballet Pensacola and the Symphony. We had a great show from them last night for the fireworks. Did you guys go out and catch the fireworks shows? Or did you stay at home? Like, I was in bed by 8.
Yeah, I was in bed pretty early.
We got out and about, and by the time the sun went down, so did my energy.
Exactly. I want to be like Biden. I'm going to start going to bed at 8. I need more sleep.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted in, can you use a part of Bayview Park for a private birthday or wedding? So that's a good question. Can people lease out part of the park for their own events?
So the answer is, the short answer is
100%
yeah. Maybe. come on out.
Sure.
The long answer is, we have a variety of options for hosting events and private events and special occasions. And it would really depend on how many people you're expecting, what kind of setup and equipment that you need and all kinds of things like that. Because we have open green space, beautiful open green space. And then we have picnic pavilions. And then we have meeting rooms. And then we have an auditorium and an event space. So if you've got 5 people, up to 250 people, we've got a lot of different options for that.
Okay. What is your favorite? What every day? I'm sure you do a lot of different things, but what is your favorite part of working at Pensacola Parks and Recreation? Jeremy, I'll start with you.
Oh man, I love being in the Bayview Senior Center, and I especially love Fridays because my favorite program that we have is a music program that is basically just a unscripted jam session.
Nice.
Every Friday, 10 o'clock, 10 to noon, people bring banjos, harmonicas, guitars, ukuleles, upright basses, everything.
Drums, and, maybe?
Yes, I've and drums a, especially.
I've got a kit in my car right now waiting to be...
Yeah, we've got everything.
Yeah.
And so it's what I love about it is it's very celebratory. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in there having a good time, singing, laughing, dancing. And it is a beautiful way to kick off your weekend. It happens Friday morning, and that usually carries me through the rest of the day.
That's awesome.
Just the life that happens in there with that amazing group of people who... It's going to get started here in a minute, and they're going to be doing some patriotic theme songs today, so that'll be fun.
Nice. Born in the USA. Yeah. Rocking in the USA. Dylan, what's your favorite part?
I'm very grateful to be able to work out in the field a lot, get out kayaking and all that. I love getting outdoors myself, so I'm very fortunate to get to lead some trips for people, but I especially enjoy the summer camps, taking kids out and about and showing them, you know, what's kind of in their backyard, basically. Mm-hmm. Right here in Pensacola, there's so much to do. I'm a transplant here, so I'm still learning all what? That this area
I couldn't
offer.
Tell. Yeah. I really couldn't.
But I really enjoy it, and you know, kids just have such a wonderful perspective on mm-hmm. on whenever they're getting outside. They're just so enthusiastic every time they catch a fish. Doesn't matter how small or big it is, they're just so ecstatic. So that's really cool to see.
One thing that I've talked about on the show recently, actually, I did a little drum class over at UWF, and in the research for doing that class, I found that just playing an instrument, just like you said, just getting together and jamming, maybe it's not an instrument that you play all the time, but just the social aspect of getting our seniors together, keeping them socially engaged, keeping them active, and especially playing an instrument, doing anything artistic like that is great for your cognitive ability and keeping certain things like Alzheimer's and dementia kind of at bay. So thank you for the work that you do. It's very, essential, I think, to every society and every area to have something like this. So thank you for the work that you do. All right. So we've got about a minute left here, actually about 30 seconds. Any closing thoughts besides just go to playpensacola.com?
Go to playpensacola.com. And then real quick, if you want your voice heard, we want to know what everybody's opinions are. We're working on that strategic plan. Go to Pensacola2035.com.
Pensacola2035.com. All right. Check that out. Dylan, any departing thoughts here?
Get out and play. It's a beautiful place out here.
It really is. It really is. We live in paradise, and even though it's a little cloudy right there right now, it's going to be a great day. The weather's going to be fantastic, so get out there and play. PlayPensacola.com. Jeremy Street, Dylan Johnson, thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank
you. We'll be right
listen
back.
Listen on air Smart. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.